County
prosecutor. Yes, hi, I called earlier. This is Leonard Horowitz. I wanted to call to Tammy in Mitch Roth's office, and I was told that she was available, and I went to message.
Did you leave the message?
Yeah.
Sometimes they step away from their desk.
Yeah, well, I figured that that's what happened. I left a message, but I'd like to speak to her if she's available.
Okay, let me try to transfer you again.
Thank you.
Just keep asking if she's
available. Good afternoon, prosecutors.
Hi, is this Tammy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tammy. It's Len Horowitz following up with you.
Hi, I haven't heard back yet from Mitch, so... and then I did check with our system, and the case has not been released to us yet.
Yeah, that's absolutely contrary to what the phone call I received last night from Officer Kaneko.
So I haven't had a chance to mention to Mitch that, you know, this Officer Kaneko is the one that's stating that it is here. But I can definitely assure you that it has not been referred to our office yet.
Okay, so let me ask you, what would you do? You're out of your house. You have all sorts of damage. You know, it's a stolen property of $1 million. Your loved ones are damaged and distressed to the max.
I understand.
You know, what would you do under the circumstances? Because I was told in June, now this is October, that was already sent over, and I got a confirmation last night, and I was told that the officer was going to call your office today. What would you do under these circumstances?
We have not received a call from him yet.
Yeah, well, what would you do under the circumstances?
I would check with police again.
Oh, well, that's what I did.
Because, as I said, you know, when their investigation is done, there is an additional process behind the scenes that before the actual report or police case is transferred over to us. So when we can actually connect it to the police system and see where it's at, I mean, see, and if it allows us to view it, then the police, then it means that the case has been forwarded to our office. But when we have access denied, it's not yet been transferred over.
So are you saying it's access denied to your office from the police department?
Correct. Because that means it has not been, it's not been released to our office yet.
And who's responsible over there for releasing that?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure of their process.
Well, I need to, for obviously legal reasons, I need to find that out. So can you facilitate that, please?
I will let Mitch know about Mr. Kaneko's, what his statements are, and then have him work from there.
I appreciate that. I don't know if it's in Mitch's hands, because if it's a police operation, and if it's, let's say, the worst-case scenario, negligence or corruption, public corruption, and let's say that it's obstruction of justice, then would Mitch want to get involved in that, or would he want...
I don't know.
Well, I don't think he probably would. And so what I'm saying is that the prosecutor's office, if I'm calling as a repeat complainant, and this has been a pattern and practice that I've witnessed over the years, I have letters dating back probably to about 2006 that include several meetings I've had with Rick Damerville. Rick Damerville personally told me, yes, we know Mr. Sola stole your house. And I know that we've met numerous times over the years. Mitch is extremely familiar with this case. And so, again, under the circumstances, I think it's reasonable to be asking these questions and actually requiring at this point from your office an official statement as to why it is that the police say one thing and I'm being told something else.
As I said, I will let Mitch know your concerns and have him respond to that. So I can't make the contact. I'm not going to be the one to make the contact because I don't know anything about the case.
Yeah, you're not authorized to call over there and find out what's happened to him.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I appreciate that. You don't want to go beyond your administrative level.
So I will let him know. I totally understand where you're coming from, though. And, you know, see what we can find out for you.
Right. And I'm just, you can tell him that I'm very much aware of 42 U.S.C. 1986 that makes us duty-bound, citizens included, you and I, that we're to prevent and the damage to other citizens, our brothers and sisters in society, and that what's taking place is absolutely outrageous. It's a gross violation of the law and people's rights.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tammy.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.